The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And here's my problem with that. If you go to the news channels, they'll tell you how many ballots are left to count. Like, in the county where Phoenix is, there's like 90,000 ballots left to count. Well, there was 90,000 this morning. What are they doing all day? And then it made me also think, why am I even watching the news? Because it's not telling me anything new. It's the same old stuff. And I find it frustrating. I want it to be over one way or the other. I just want to know so we can move on.
Yeah, I quit paying attention today. I got a bunch of horse races to bet on the next 2 days.
It looks like the football game is going to be played tonight. I saw the Washington Cal game got ronied out. It's gone. Louisville, Virginia got ronied out yesterday. I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing handicapping because I'm doing so much work on these games and then the game gets canceled.
And some of these happen like the day before. And, you know, it's going to keep happening. It's going to happen in the NFL.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Here's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can get us on Twitch. Miss the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. You also missed a lot of politics. You missed a lot of college football betting. You missed a lot of Dungeons and Dragons and Blue Oyster Cult for some reason. And we're going to try to get it back on track here with Taylor McCarg, former Rice quarterback, college football analyst for ESPN. Follow him on Twitter at TMcCarg16.
Are you still a college football analyst for ESPN? I heard they had a bunch of layoffs today. Are you still employed, Taylor?
Well, I am. Luckily, I am just kind of a contract work doing games and radio, so I still get to hang around. But obviously, a lot of good people. I mean, there were some names, people that I don't know personally, but people that have been with them for a long, long time. I mean, Ivan Mazel, I've watched his stuff for years and read his stuff for years. So obviously, feel for a lot of the people that lost jobs today, but I'm actually in Houston. I got my COVID test today for the Rice and UTSA game on Saturday, so looking forward to that.
Excellent. I feel like ESPN should just let go of Chris Berman and they could probably save like 20 jobs. That's just my opinion. But okay, there's a bunch of games that have been COVIDed out. None in Texas so far. That's a good thing. But Wisconsin, Purdue gone. Virginia, Louisville, Cal, Washington. UTEP. Yeah, there is one in Texas. UTEP's gone. And Army, Air Force. Like, have you seen that there's a threshold for when they'll call a game? Like, how many cases it has to be, or is it just school by school basis?
Well, I think it's school by school, and also just the ordinance of whatever county they're in. You look at the Cal game just got canceled out of the Pac-12. They have one case that's asymptomatic, and that's it. But per the ordinance within the county that they're in, they couldn't play at all. And I think that's the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are in trouble because they're trying to thread the needle. I mean, there's no bye weeks built in, at least for the Big Ten that I know of. And you have, for the West Coast especially, I mean, think about out of the Mountain West, the New Mexico – they haven't played a game there yet. They're playing on the road, or a home game, I should say. So, and their last game just got moved for UNLV up to Las Vegas. And so you're going to see this play out through the whole season. I mean, unless you play in the South, you're at risk no matter what for a game getting canceled, even if it's potentially just one guy.
The big games this weekend still on the board, although the biggest game of the weekend isn't quite the same because Trevor Lawrence has COVID or had COVID. I don't know if he still has it or had. I don't know. But that game, obviously, what we would have probably expected to be a blowout, now looks like it's a pretty tight game. I mean, what do you think of Clemson minus Trevor Lawrence against this Notre Dame team that looks to be pretty solid?
Well, the issue for me is Clemson's going to figure it out, I think. They work through the kinks with a true freshman quarterback. They're going to play a lot better. Ian Book and this Notre Dame offense has struggled up to this point. And I know, I think it was last week, they played in the game that had the 35-40-mile-an-hour winds. I get it. But their offense has not looked very dynamic this year. I still think Clemson wins that game. But if you're out of the ACC and you don't have a chance at beating them, now is obviously the time to do it. And for schools around the country, they're paying attention to this game and hoping for a Clemson loss, because that's your only shot. I mean, certainly for the Big 12, but even a one-loss A&M, schools like that, as we get, you know, to that this mid-season point, you need Clemson to lose for some of these schools to have a chance at the Final Four.
Couple teams that we've been talking about for a few weeks now that could, I don't know, playoff necessarily, but certainly for the best of the group of fives. BYU playing Boise this week, probably their last chance to lose a game. And Cincinnati just been destroying people and plays UH. Which one of those two teams do you see being the one that's the best of the non-Power Fives?
Yeah, I think it's Cincinnati. I think they've had a couple games that they didn't look all that impressive. Their win over UTSA a couple weeks ago, 27-20, felt like they really should have put them away. I think this really is a chance for them to lose against Boise State. But Cincinnati is a real deal football team. I mean, I think I tweeted this, and I hate to be that guy, but Cincinnati, I firmly believe, would go win the Big 12 right now. And they are playing. Their defense is fantastic. You saw what they did to SMU. They did it to Memphis. And I think this is going to be a real challenge for Houston to try and bounce back after that UCF loss. But Desmond Ridder, he's had a couple different games where throws for close to 300 and a few touchdowns against SMU, rushes for almost 200 yards. So he can beat you a couple different ways. But the biggest thing for Cincinnati and why I think they can win meaningful games, they play really sound defense. I mean, they fly around. They mix up their looks really well and still play sound, which at the college level is so hard to do. I think they're the real deal.
Oddly enough, it looks like South Carolina may be one of the toughest games left on Aggie's schedule. They go on the road, but what do you think of A&M, how they're playing, and how they match up this weekend?
Yeah, I don't want to scare, you know, A&M fans or get your hopes up too much for a traditional Texas A&M letdown, but if you look at the back half of A&M's schedule, their remaining schedule, their favorites in every one of these games, and look around the country at what's happening with the Big 12 and the Pac-12, Clemson potentially could lose, even if Clemson goes undefeated, even if Ohio State, Clemson, and Bama win their conferences, there is a path to the Final Four, a legitimate chance. If A&M is 9-1 and their only loss is Alabama at Alabama, it would not shock me if they sneak into that number four spot, because the Big 12 could potentially have a Texas or OU two-loss champion. I mean, that really could happen. So, again, A&M, I've been around A&M for a long time, have some family members that are Aggies. I get that they have, it feels like every year that they're good, there's a letdown game, and a lot of times it happens in November. So just as a fan of the program, I like when A&M is good. I think it's like Texas, it's just better when they're good. And there's a chance for them to run the table through the rest of their schedule.
Would you say that for A&M this weekend, the best result would be Florida beating Georgia, because that makes their Florida win look that much better?
Absolutely, and I have... on our podcast with Josh Booty, talked about I have Florida winning this game. I have them beating Georgia. Georgia looked really anemic against Kentucky, couldn't score any points. And Florida can score. They don't play a ton of defense, but they're going to score. And I see Florida winning this game, and you're exactly right. A&M, that win looks better and better as the season goes on. And then play this out, Florida plays Bama in the SEC championship. You need a big win from Bama over Florida. And all of a sudden, an undefeated A&M is sitting there with a pretty good resume, because this Alabama team, I think it's Alabama and everybody else. And they're for the first half, A&M didn't play that bad against Alabama.
Yeah, Texas is riding a two-game win streak. And when you look back, now, and obviously, I think really no matter what, this season's going to end up being a disappointment for Texas. But you look back, and the Oklahoma game was really could have gone either way. The TCU game was a two-point loss. Now, mind you, the Texas Tech game, they could have easily lost that as well. But they're a break or two from being 6-0. Did we maybe, you know, throw dirt on Texas a little bit too early? And what do you think about West Virginia this weekend, a team that should be able to score at least on Texas, but can they make a stop?
I don't think we threw dirt on Texas too early. I think Texas deserves the criticism. Think back to their win over Texas Tech. They didn't tackle anybody. I mean, they didn't deserve to win that game. They should have won the TCU game, but that's what you get. Goes back and forth.
Yep.
For Texas fans, you had to beat Oklahoma State, and you did it. And in college football, any level of football, winning conference games matters. And so kudos to them for doing it. What scares me is you beat a team in Oklahoma State that had four turnovers and a roughing the kicker. So really five turnovers, and that's what it took to get it done. They had less than 300 yards of total offense. That's not sustainable long term. I do think they beat West Virginia. They luckily for them, their schedule remaining, they get Kansas. Okay, you're going to win that one. They host Iowa State. To me, that's really the last one that they could potentially lose. Then they go to Kansas State, whose quarterback is out. So there's still a scenario where Texas runs the table and ends up somehow playing Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship. But there's so many issues for them, and obviously it's on the defensive side of the ball. If they can continue to create turnovers, they'll be in every game and should win their next four.
All right, Taylor, great stuff as always, my friend. So you'll be doing the Rice game this week. We'll be able to hear you.
On ESPN Rice, Plus or what?
Yeah, ESPN Plus and ESPN 3. So actually ESPN 3, you don't have to be, it's not behind the paywall. UTSA comes in 4-4, and Rice got a big win last week for them. And so I think this is actually, you know, over since UTSA's been in Conference USA, for UCUSA fans out there, it's actually become a little bit of a rivalry. So I think this will be an exciting game for both of these schools.
All right. That's Taylor McCarg. Check him out this weekend on ESPN 3. Appreciate it, Taylor. We'll talk to you next week.
That sounds good. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. Okay, guys. Well, if you're on Twitch, so I didn't wear a hat today just so I could show off the hair from Dr. Linville. And, guys, I'm here to tell you, it makes such a difference. And I if you go and look at some of the pictures before, well, I always wore a hat because I was almost completely bald. And I was ready to give up. And I met with Dr. Linville, and he showed me his hair. And he said, look, I had it done. And I'm like, wow, that looks great. And all he does is take hair that's on the back of your head where you're always going to have it, and he puts it where it's not. And for some of you guys, that's not much. Like Granato didn't have to have much done to make his hair look great. I had to have a lot done. And like 2,451 follicles. But it's your own hair. He's just moving it from one place to another. It's not hair plugs. It's not some gimmick. It's your own hair. And if you go to 975hair.com, you can set up your free consultation. And especially if you're still working from home and you want to get it done, you don't want people to notice, this is a great way to do it. Go and get it done now. Just talk to him. It's going to change your life just like it changed his, just like it changed mine. 975hair.com. Get that free consultation. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal Box of Awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month. across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're back on The Blitz. Why are we still doing the pickle beer? That's asked and answered, sir.
Yeah, I answered, yeah.
No.
1 6-pack's good.
Yeah. You guys, I'm not doing
it's
any more pickle.
For the wheel of death.
You can wheel of death at all you want. I'm not doing any more pickle.
You're no fun, dude.
I'm no fun.
Yeah.
I'm no fun because I don't want to throw up and then be sick for 2 days burping pickle like I was last weekend. Sorry. No.
I don't like it either.
I don't care if you like it. It's not about you.
Happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour is about trying different stuff. It's not let's bring pickle back just to try to make Fred throw up.
All right.
Give me a break. Be more creative than that.
We also had a listener who's a distributor call and leave his number with Marcus about getting us some more of that pickle vodka.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
No, we don't need more pickle vodka.
It's got to go in the mega shot.
Yeah, it's got to
be
in the
mega. No, it doesn't. Why are you guys caught up on that?
Because that's the grossest thing. This is pretty crazy. And it says now over 99% of the votes are in Georgia. And Trump's margin is plus 3,635 votes.
How many are left to go, though?
Less than 1%.
Well, how many votes is that?
I mean, that
doesn't tell me anything.
I don't know exactly. I mean, there's been almost 5 million votes. So less than 1% would be, what, 50,000?
Yeah.
So that's still, wow. 36, 35. We're talking about, that's close. Pennsylvania looks like it's pretty close, too. So, maybe we're going to start. We're gonna start seeing some. Results. Arizona, it says now over 99% in Arizona. Trump's up or Biden's up 69,000 votes.
Okay, so that's gone up.
Yeah,
because that had gotten pretty tight at one point today.
61,000 now, as of 1 minute ago.
Okay.
But that now it says 95%, over 95% of the votes are in. So there's still time.
Yeah, yeah.
But 61,000, that's a lot more than 3,000.
Yeah, well, and again, it depends on where they're coming from.
Current margin in Pennsylvania looks like Trump is up 64,000. So that's a
probably,
pretty good margin,
yeah,
too.
That's probably pretty safe. Think I know who my daughter voted for up there. I can say that.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Is she votes in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, I think, she's a resident there now.
Wow.
I think she registered up there.
All right.
I don't know. She might have, absenteed here, but I know.
I mean, her vote would have mattered a lot more there than it did here, obviously.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Cowboys QB situation where they're either going to start Garrett Gilbert
or Cooper Rush.
Boy, give me Cooper Manning over Cooper Rush, right?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Although, I mean, Cooper Rush sounds like a quarterback.
Give me the dead guy from Rush over Cooper Rush. Right? Am I right? Neil Peart? Am I right?
Probably.
All right. Or Cooper Rush, your call.
John says not that much with 6% left and most of the counts now coming from Pitt and Philly. Want to bet on how safe it is? No, John, I don't want to bet.
No, I mean,
listen, I've done all my election betting.
It just sounds like a lot more than 3,000 in Georgia with 99%. I mean,
yeah, that to me could go any direction.
Let's talk to Lamont. He's going to call me liberal scum.
Yeah, you are liberal scum.
Hello, Lamont.
Well, you're liberal. I don't know about scum. What's up, Lamont?
I'm more scum
than
liberal.
Man, I want to just talk about voter fraud, and I'm not going to go the direction that you guys think I'm going to go with this. But voter fraud, I heard you guys, heard Fred was talking about, news outlets was pretty much saying that there's no voter fraud. Hey, say, man, it's It's voter fraud, but I'm not complaining about no voter fraud right now, because I look at voter fraud in elections as almost like a fucking cost.
Whoa! Didn't say that word, Lamont.
Yeah, that's and now he's got to go dump it in the other room, dude.
Come on, Lamont. You know.
Yeah, that's
that.
Wow. And I don't even know where he's going, and I'm sick of talking about voter fraud. So I'm going to give something away.
But voter fraud does happen every election.
Of course it does, but let's not act like...
Does it sway every election?
100,000 votes, and that's ridiculous. But yeah, I don't even know what the hell to say. Thanks to BB Tech's Orleans, we'll be giving away $50 gift cards the next 2 weeks. Enjoy patio weather at BB's. Tech's Orleans, they offer the best happy hour in town, and BB's is now offering raw oysters on the half shell on their Voodoo half hour menu. So at 6:30, we'll take caller 5 at 713-780-3776, and you'll be able to enjoy the unique BB's Tech's Orleans cuisine with a Texas twist. Dine in and convenient curbside available. Check out their current mouthwatering features at bbstexorleans.com. A free gift card to anyone that voted 3 times. Stop. Oh, man. What the hell was that? It's just...
People are fired up.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it gets back to what I was saying. It's everybody is emotional, intense, and on edge.
So Lamont's saying he said sunken cost.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
It didn't sound like it to me.
No. Twitchers, you were listening. Yeah.
What, is Twitch saying that?
Yeah, it was an F-bomb.
Okay. Yeah. But...
Yeah. We all heard it. That may not have been it may not have been what you meant, but that is definitely what you said. So,
and if you misspoke into the F word, that we got to.
So
we got to run.
So
from that.
What he was saying, sunken cost makes sense in the sentence that he was saying, but that's not what came out.
No,
I'm going to play it much closer to the vest with that word.
Oh yeah,
if it would have been like an a-hole.
I mean, all three of us thought the same thing.
Yeah, we all looked at him and said, "Oh."
As soon as he said, all three of us were like, whoa.
That's the one word that I'm not going to take any chances
you
on.
You shouldn't. Yeah,
no. And Twitch hears it, and so do the people on the app, and they all heard it, Lamont. Sorry. So.
I'll believe him if he said he didn't mean to say it.
I don't think he meant to say it.
But that's what he said.
Yeah, and, you know, and that happens. I mean, I've said things I didn't mean to say.
Dude, are there any healthy players in the NFL? I mean,
you know, I'm actually thinking maybe I'm falling into a trap here, but I kind of want to bet Jacksonville this weekend with these guys out for the Texans.
What's the number at currently? Did it get to 7 or is it still 6.5? Because
it's still 6.5, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to bet the Jags at 6.5.
David Johnson's still healthy?
Oh, 7. Seven.
Oh yeah, they got David Johnson. So
I mean, how are you going to write him off when they got David Johnson?
We were supposed to go through the lines yesterday. We didn't.
Yeah, we did.
The NFL lines?
Thought we did. Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lions and Vikings is off the board at a lot of places too.
Uh oh.
This whole thing is
Astro Egg. You know, Will Fuller doesn't have COVID. He can't catch anything.
Oh, come on.
I liked it.
You know what, man? I'm seeing some 15.5s for Cowboys Steel. There's a lot of 14.5 still. I might have to take over 14 with the Cowboys.
I got bit
with
that.
Cooper Rush.
You know what? I got bit by that last week. That was my one missed game in our pool. That was my one missed game on my bookie super contest. I just don't think I can do it.
And then the Colts Ravens. Now most places a pick 'em.
I'm on. I mean,
there's pick 'ems. There's 1.5s. There's 2s in the market.
I'm on the Ravens there.
I think at a pick I am too. But Marlon Humphrey being out is a huge. He's a top 5 corner, top 5 left tackles out.
Yeah, but they actually at least now have had a week to prepare for their tackle being out, and they've still got good corners even with Humphrey out. And it's not like Phillip Rivers is going to eat your soul.
Yeah.
So, I think the offense is going to get it together this week. You heard it here first.
The passing offense?
The passing offense, yes. The failing passing offense.
And then I'm probably going to end up suckered into betting on the Titans against the Bears. As bad as the Titans defense is, the Bears can't score on them. I can't grasp the Bears being a good team. Like, it's not getting into my head. I've watched them play.
I don't know who's more phony, them or the Browns.
The worst thing you can do is watch the Bears play, because then the statistics and the numbers mean absolutely nothing to you, because you've seen them play and it's a disaster. Like, it's painful. Painful.
By the way, Space Ghost clipped what Lamont said. He said, I think he said bleeping cost instead of sunken cost. And everybody's hearing something different. But you guys can listen to that and decide for yourself.
Well, I apologize if we, you know, if we heard it wrong, but I think we all three heard the same thing. So we had to err on the side of caution. I did think, Lamont knows better than that. I believe him when he says he didn't mean to say it.
Although I feel like I've had to dump him once before.
Maybe so.
Texter says, I hope the Steelers win and don't cover for you. Well, okay.
You hope the Steelers win and cover?
And that your bet doesn't cover.
So you hope they win by 16 points?
Yeah, I think he's rooting against you is what he's saying.
That's all right. I haven't made a bet yet. I don't know that I will, but I hope that you bet Steelers minus 16. I wouldn't feel great about that, but hey.
That's okay. If rooting against AJ makes your life better, root against him.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. Except for when I
that Bills Seahawks game is going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just going to watch that.
Bills are getting healthy.
Yeah. I lean Bills there, but I'm probably just going to sit back and enjoy.
Okay.
But if I do bet it, you know where I'm betting it? My bookie. You know what else is going on this weekend? Breeders' Cup, if you're into horses. My bookie, the place to go. You could still get down on this presidential election, believe it or not. And you know what? That may take a while to sort out. So maybe if you still want to get some money down, you can do it. And the cool thing is, if you win, you're going to get paid. That's how it works with my bookie. There's a lot of sites that I've dealt with in the past, and you put money in there, good luck. But with my bookie, easy deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action, play parlays, live betting. You can get in on the game tonight if you have an opinion on that. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And once you're signed up, man, they're going to give you offers all the time. They've got contests. I mean, it's just a really fun site to stay on top of all the action, and that's what you can do at MyBookie. Promo code radio, you'll get your first deposit match 100% at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. I have a couple things I need to do. I need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day before we get too far along. We only have one segment.
Gym of the Day. Yeah. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
This is from the New York Post, and I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's pretty funny, where they're calling him Kung Fu Camel. Originally took place in India in 29, but it's just gone viral after resurfacing on social media. But a 6-second footage shows a caravan of camels strolling down a street in an unnamed region of India when a biker tries to overtake them from the left side. However, one of the beasts unleashes a perfect kick to the bike, stopping the vehicle in its tracks. It was actually a dromedary, not a camel, which
Is that like a number of humps?
Yeah, I think dromedaries have one hump and camels have two.
Okay.
I mean, I should know this as a, you know, my people being from the sand, but I don't know for a fact. But, yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, the guy's trying to ride his bike around the camels, and the camel just, I mean, not, a pretty nice sidekick. If I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to grade it, I'm going to say probably about a 5. You know, it doesn't get great elevation, but he is a camel. But good contact, and definitely worth checking out the video if you want to see a camel kick the crap out of somebody.
All right.
That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
H-Town Hooligan. Bills Seahawks a good game. The Jets gave those dudes trouble. The Bills are not a good team. That's like I was talking about earlier in the show about sometimes you see a box score or you see a score and you make an assumption. The Bills had like 420-something yards of offense in that game. The Jets had about 120. The Bills dominated that game. Dominated. They didn't cover, but statistically, if they play that game 10 times, my guess is the Bills covered 9 of them. So they didn't have trouble with it. The Jets couldn't move the ball against them, and the Bills' defense isn't even that good. The Jets did not give them trouble.
Yeah, that's one where you're just looking at the score. And, yeah. I don't know if I actually have a non-pedo positive Rona update because I don't know if they updated the numbers today for some reason.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Let me find it. Well, I'll see if they update them. They hadn't updated them when the show started. It was still from yesterday. No, this is still from November 4th, right? Because that's what we... No, this is updated. Okay, here we go. Your non-pedo positive Rona update of the day.
Positive non-pedo Corona update of the day.
All right, so... Numbers not all that much different from yesterday. The effective reproduction rate still 1.10, but still less than last week, which was 1.13. The 7-day average positive testing rate down to 4.3%. Last week it was 4.5. So that's of our 5 key numbers, 2 of those are down.
Okay.
That's good so far, right?
So far, so good.
About
to turn on
us.
Yeah,
this one not as good. 673 new cases yesterday, which is over that 500 that we... You know, we like to use as a measuring stick, and that's higher than last week, which was 643 new cases a day. So up slightly, not enough to panic, but up. And this one though, 125 new COVID-19 patients admitted to the TMC yesterday. That's up from 102 last week, and ICU up to 94% full, which is up from 91% yesterday. So 3 of the 5 numbers are up, not alarmingly up.
But up.
You know, we're not giving you, I mean, yes, we're giving you the positive side of things, but we're not going to sit here and lie either. But 2 of them are down. So, again, not getting out of hand, not having that big wave that everybody's talking about. So, anyway, that is your non-pedo, mostly somewhat positive.
Some positive.
Update of the day.
Do we have to make a song for when it's not positive?
No, we just don't really do the positive update. Okay. It's just a Rona. It's just a non-pedo Rona update on those days.
Okay.
Maybe we should do another song for that. You know?
All right. Play us out, Aaron.
Yeah.
Positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
That's a good song.
Yeah. It's growing on me.
Virginia Buttonweed called it a crappy jingle on Twitch. Honestly, that guy should just be blocked. Blocked.
Pelly says we need a nice police chase. Get away from politics for a
while. That would be good, but
it would be.
Nobody's running from the cops today.
I just gave you a camel kick.
It's true.
What the hell? You know, we've mixed it up a little bit. We did politics the first hour. Then we're done with it.
We've done enough politics.
Yeah. And now we're, you know, we can do whatever. We'll have a Hoffman on Hollywood in like 3 minutes.
Yes, we will.
So there. Everybody is I know everybody's salty and on edge. Someone says, does AJ think he can sing or is that the joke? LOL. That's no joke.
Damn.
The gym of the day is a national treasure. I get 10% of that, harsh, by the way. You know, and it was time for a follow-up.
Yes, I think I can sing. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
I take a lot of pride in that.
I don't know. I don't know why people have to be so critical. So that Utah State scoring?
Yeah.
Yep.
That game was 2-0.
Nathan says, if the Corona update is not positive, the song would need to be a bluesy song. No, it'd need to be like Adele. It would need to be an Adele-type song where you're just so depressed.
Oh, I found the remember I was saying there's like 3,500 votes between Biden and Trump in Georgia?
Yeah.
There are 18,936 outstanding ballots as of 6:15.
Okay.
So that's the number, 18,009, basically 19,000. Okay. And he's got to make up roughly 4,000 votes. Mm. It says almost all of the outstanding ballots are absentee ballots. But it doesn't say what part of the state they're from. So it's going to be close, man.
Yeah, I'm just.
And Georgia and Pennsylvania are the two states that if Trump were to lose one of them, it's over. Stop the fight.
Well, I mean, you're assuming Arizona's still in play, too.
Right.
If Arizona is not in play, then he can't lose any of those.
Can't lose anything else. Yeah, but if Arizona's not called yet, he can't afford to lose Georgia or Pennsylvania. So, because I don't think there's a path if he loses one of those. 16 votes in Georgia.
So I need a chick who can sing Adele to do the negative one. You know, she could sing about Rona, I only want the best for you.
Could have had it all, but Rona messed it up. That damn Rona, she played us for a fool. I'll have to work on some lyrics. First, I'm going to tell you about TGS Insurance, though. And then we're going to do Hoffman on Hollywood on the other side. We're going to end on a fun note. But TGS Insurance is brilliant because in a time when everybody's looking to save a few bucks, TGS, they make it so easy. You don't have to go out and spin a sign or panhandle. You can just text the word money to 232323. They're going to respond back and say, hey, what's your address, sir or madam? And you'll reply back with your address. And they're going to send you a full insurance quote, firm insurance quote, with excellent coverage within 15 seconds for your homeowner's insurance. And if you're like me, you probably don't know what you're paying for homeowner's insurance. I'll tell you this. I saved over $1,000 a year with TGS. Graham down the hall saved $2,600 a year. The average customer saving nearly $900. You could be saving money. Don't let the insurance company have that money. TGS is going to take care of the back end. They're going to get you out of your old policy, refund it on that, and get you starting to save money right now. So simple. Why wouldn't you try it? Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
Hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Braddock and Creighton up next. Is Creighton here tonight?
No Creighton.
Yeah, because I saw him tweeting about some high school game, I guess he's calling.
He's on the call.
Tonight. So is it just Braddock or is he got...
Just JB, I believe.
All right.
That means it's going to be a heavy dose of Aaron, is my guess.
Yeah, and a lot
you don't
of...
think so, Aaron?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot of Clemson talk.
Put you in a box?
A lot of Clemson talk.
No.
Okay.
Nobody puts Aaron in a box.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Except his wife. All right, let's do Huffing on Hollywood.
Obviously, you know what? When I was going through the Hollywood stories, like a lot of it is political stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really looking for that. So I went through and found some things that were non-political Hollywood stories.
Awesome.
The lady who tried to save the clock tower, I guess this is a death thing, but we missed deaths. She was from Back to the Future, the lady that said save the clock tower. She died yesterday in Los Angeles. She was also in the movie Titanic, which I don't remember her being in, but I do remember her wanting to save the clock tower in Back to the Future. Is that part one or two?
It's the first
part one.
Yeah.
I'm calling her the clock tower lady. Her real name was Elsa Raven, which sounds like a porno name, but I don't see any porno in her her IMDb, so it could be that she's just a regular actress who died. So RIP to her.
Not a lot of Elsas out there anymore. There's a lot of Ilsas now.
Yeah,
because of Frozen.
Oh, I think isn't Frozen Elsa?
It is Elsa.
Okay, I thought it was Ilsa.
30 years ago
she's
today.
She's frigid either way. Who cares?
Vanilla Ice released To the Extreme, which contained Vanilla Ice's biggest hit, Ice Ice Baby. Still to this day, young kids know that song. Obviously Eminem is widely regarded as the best white rapper, but for a short burst, there was nothing bigger in this country than Vanilla Ice.
So where does he rank in the best white rappers?
He's not a very good white rapper, to be honest.
I mean, Beasties have to be up there, right?
Yeah. But Vanilla Ice, like I'm saying, in 19, like we're talking maybe a 18-month span from late 1990 to the end of 91, there was nothing bigger than Vanilla Ice. Like MC Hammer was big then, but he wasn't Vanilla Ice level. So 30 years now since Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
And I had the cassette. I think every white kid in that of my age in that era, you had to have that cassette.
Where would Kid Rock go in there? Because he's not a rapper anymore. But he was.
Kid Rock got way more famous once he became a rock guy instead of a rapper. When he was a rapper.
Well, I don't know. Devil Without a Cause wasn't that his biggest one?
Well, but of course, that's not a rap CD, really.
Well, yeah, it was, except for that God Knows Why, I think.
I'm talking about it, Kid Rock, his old albums are like actual, like there's no guitars. It's hip hop. I forget what his very first one is called. It's something about grits and grit sandwiches for breakfast is what it's called.
But I think he still did a lot of that on, I could be wrong, but I used to listen to that album a lot, on Devil Without a Cause, but it also had Only God Knows Why, which became a huge hit. And that was a...
Yeah. I mean, that's when he started... when he blew up was Devil Without a Cause, but like he had some albums that came out in the early 90s, like around the same time Ice Ice Baby came out. I think Kid Rock, his first album came out.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, but I'm going to go...
1990.
That's when Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast. Yeah. We'll try to find a cut off of that song and we'll end the show with that. But that's Kid Rock hip hop versus Kid Rock. When Devil Without a Cause came out, it was like late 90s. That's when rock rap was blowing up, like Limp Bizkit and Korn and all these bands that were rapping over guitars became big. But this was like rapping over synthesizers and drum machines. Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I don't watch Saturday Night Live often, but I feel like I'm going to watch Saturday Night Live this weekend. Dave Chappelle, Foo Fighters is the musical guest. What about you? When's the last time you watched Saturday Night Live?
Oh, God, I couldn't
And would you watch with Dave Chappelle and Foo Fighters?
If I was going to watch it, it would be with those guys, but I would probably, I'll be honest with you, I'd watch Chappelle's open. I'd watch any skits he was in at Fast Forward. I'd watch the Foo Fighters, and then I'd be done with it. I don't really care about the rest of the show. It doesn't do anything for me anymore.
Lil Wayne came out recently in support of Donald Trump, and his girlfriend broke up with him about it. She was a model. Her name was Denise Bideau. She said that she was incredibly disappointed in him over his endorsement of Donald Trump. She is a plus-size model. And they split shortly after his tweets about the president. he listened to what we had to say today, is what Lil Wayne wrote. And basically she said, no way, I can't deal with it. Guy lost his girlfriend over his political beliefs. Damn you, America.
It's a messed
damn
up world.
Ain't loyal.
These hoes ain't loyal. And I mean, she's a plus size model anyway. Like, he could probably get a non plus size model if he wanted.
Yeah, he's kind of a goofy looking little guy.
Yeah, but he's ultra rich.
Yeah, and he's famous, and he you know, and any kind of musical star.
But I often pull.
I mean, look at Seal.
Yeah, that's true. I often find myself finding plus size models even more attractive. I don't like them super big.
Yeah.
But I like them healthy thick.
I like all shapes and sizes.
And Christopher Nolan's come out about studios drawing the, quote, wrong conclusions from Tenet's box office. I don't know if that's true or not, but they've all delayed their releases, gone straight to home video. But Christopher Nolan says they've got the wrong impression. He says, I'm thrilled that it made almost $350 million, but I'm worried studios are drawing the wrong conclusions. Rather than looking where the film has worked well and how that can provide them with much-needed revenue, they're looking at where it hasn't lived up to pre-COVID expectation and will start using that as an excuse to make exhibition to take all the losses from the pandemic instead of getting into the game and adapting or rebuilding their business. What do you think of that?
I think adapting and rebuilding your business doesn't mean, hey, we're going to put $400 million into a movie right now.
I think that's probably
and,
right.
And, you know, I get what he's saying. He's trying to protect the big budget release, and it didn't do well, but you knew it wasn't going to do well, and it had nothing to do with whether the movie was any good or not. But yeah, if I'm a studio, I'm looking at more direct to Apple and Amazon and Netflix and smaller budgets. And
Tenet cost $200 million to produce before marketing. So after marketing, yeah, they're facing some losses. It's grossed a global total of $347 million. That's sad when your movie can't make money when it makes $347 million, but that's kind of on you.
Yeah.
And that, friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
I had one thing to add in the Snyder Cut that everybody keeps talking about how great it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the character that's going to have a brief role in it?
No.
Jared Leto's Joker.
Ugh, I'm out. The worst Joker.
It's going to be worse than the original. All these people are so excited about it, and it's going to be worse than the original.
Did you find some clean grit sandwiches?
My lyric search said it was clean, so we'll find out.
You see how this was Kid Rock rapping. That this is he went to a different kind. I mean, he was
he was still rapping. He evolved, and then he kept evolving. I don't like what he evolved into, but that's all right. He's done fine.
Do you like this, though?
I don't like it as much as Devil, but it's pretty good.
Yodeling in the Valley. I think he's talking about giving oral pleasure to a lady when he says yodeling in the valley.
Or to a man's butt.
No, that's not the valley.
All right, let's get out of here. Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.